Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. That's what you should be. I know many of you, you know, well, whatever, you don't get it. If you really do what I tell you to do, okay, if you really truly can get the information you need to get started. And just, I mean, really, seriously. Then what ends up happening is you have a conversation. And I've seen this happen myself. You have a conversation with somebody. And instead of being that person, you know, shouting MAGA, 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 MAGA at them, right? You're giving them facts that they can't refute. No, really. And it's a big deal. It's a big difference. It takes on a whole different meaning, a whole different way of looking at things. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So in all sincerity, when I tell you these things are going on, when I tell you what's happening, and I tell you how you can get the information so that when you're dealing with somebody, you're not having to... you're not having to kind of, I don't want to say make it up as you go, because I believe that you guys wouldn't make it up as you go. Right? Yeah, you won't make it, thank you, all right. I believe you guys won't make it up as you go. So get the facts, move forward with it, right? And that way, when they challenge you, you truly can stop and say, no, I know what I'm talking about. What about you? Right? Come on. You know I'm right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I love the time that you spend with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being engaged, being involved. Alfonso Rachel is going to join us at the after the break. And you're seeing more and more. Look at Stacey Abrams out of Georgia. What is it? The heartbeat that you hear 8 weeks into it is not real on a sonogram. It's manufactured. We do it to make us men do it to make you feel bad. Yeah, somehow we designed everything. We're making it happen. I got to give them credit, though. They never give up. The Democrats, they never give up with this. They don't care whether it's a lie. They don't care whether they know it's a lie or not. But they will never give it up. And I'm sorry, you just got to give him credit. Now, she actually claimed in I guess it was in an interview, that in, you know, they want you to have the ability to have an abortion all the way and up to, I'm sorry, this is the truth, all the way and up to labor. And that's disgusting. If you believe in that, then this is not the show for you. Because that's sick going somewhere. That is sick going somewhere to happen. All right. On this day in history, wish I had a nickel thing. September 22nd, 1862. Abraham Lincoln proclaims that slaves will soon be free forever. Well, talk about laying down the law, huh? Abraham Lincoln is responsible for the boldest and most far-reaching uses of executive powers in American history. His announcement that enslaved people would soon be free, you know, a whole bunch of eyeballs popped in. They never really became free. You know that, right? The Democrats have kept these people in chains forever. Joey B. always says that we kept them, that we were going to put you back in chains if you're black. Oh, no, they kept you in chains. Chains aren't metal; these metal loops that hold you together. Chains is so much more than that. Right? Come on, be honest about it. There's so much more than that. And you people know it. You've been there before. You have a clue. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's the only way we get this thing fixed. He uses executive powers on September 23rd, 1862. Dubbed by historians the Preliminary Emancipation Proclamation, Lincoln's announcement noted that slavery would end in the United States on January 1st, 1863. That is the day that his proclamation would take effect. He made the announcement to the nation as the Civil War dragged through its second year. It had grown much deadlier than anybody had thought. I mean, really, all persons held as slaves in any state or designated part of the state, the people whereof shall be in rebellion against the United States and shall then be henceforth, I can't read this stuff, and forever free. In other words, one of the best executive orders ever written when he freed the slaves. Show me see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
Upside. That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJOE, 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged. As I always say, be part of the solution. Otherwise, you're part of the problem. You know, I didn't teach you to say that. I never really got it. I get it now. And I'm in 100% agreement with him. That is so true. Anyway, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Someone who is never part of the problem. Zoe. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. I lovingly refer to him as Zoe. You know what? I had your cup here a little while ago. God, I hate that. I was drinking coffee out of it. Although it tastes better out of my cup. Tastes almost as good out of your cup, but it tastes better. But anyway.
Probably because my cup is probably the 11. You can have the 11.
Oh, thank you. I knew you'd straighten me out eventually on all of this. So I don't know if you know this, but I was talking about this in the first segment, and the reason I'm talking about it is that somebody brought it up last night and at an event I was at, and they poo-pooed it. So today is the day that Abraham Lincoln signed the precursor, if you would, to the Emancipation Proclamation. It was probably the only executive order that was really worth a darn, and I would have been totally behind. But anyway, he signed it today, and as of January, whatever it was, and that day, whether you were a state, a territory, what have you, at that point in time, was illegal to own slaves. And it didn't go so well, as I've been told. But you said, you know why? No. Oh, great wise one. Tell me why.
Yeah, you know, to this day, you got people trying to say that the Emancipation Proclamation didn't do anything or anything like that, and it's Lincoln's fault, or because Lincoln didn't really care about freeing slaves or anything like that, that's why it wasn't really effective. It's like, no, that's not why. The reason why is because Democrats hate Republicans, and this policy was made against the Democrats in the first place, who wanted to keep slavery legal, morbidly so. So they're the ones who established the Confederacy and went to war with the Constitution and went to war with the Union. That is why slavery took so long to stop, is because Democrats are rebellious against the Constitution. And they did not want slavery to end. That's why.
That is that the systemic racism you were talking about. Now, what I got taken to task on last night was I went on to say, I said, look, and they still got you in chains. You've got this mental thought that the chains are these little round steel things that have been welded together to keep you. No, no, no. It's that welfare check. It's that don't have a husband in the house or else. It's that you need our help to survive. You'll never make it on your own. Oh, and let's put a Planned Parenthood in your neighborhood, because we all know that blacks and Hispanics are much more sexually active than white people are, right? I mean, think about what they're saying. What they're why is it they don't see this?
Well, there's a reason why, because the Democrats are also the party of the KKK. They created the KKK, and the KKK, who are Democrats, call themselves the Invisible Empire.
Really?
This is why they don't see it. Yeah. It's like they didn't just come up with that name for nothing. They know exactly what they'll do, evil right under people's nose, and people won't even see them. That's just how Democrats are.
You know, one of the things that they don't really let you talk about it, they don't really put it out there, is that people of all races died in the Civil War, and before the Civil War, frankly, for supporting, upholding, fighting for the freedom of the slaves. And look, can we just be honest about this? We talk about slavery like it was just a black thing. The majority of it, yes. But it wasn't just a black thing. It was an Asian thing. It was a Native American thing. It was, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they were all held as slaves. And people forget that. They want to lock it to one thing, and that's the end of it.
Well, usually, but the thing is the laws were made in terms, you know, between the black codes and things like Dred Scott decision and things like, you know, Jim Crow laws. You know, you had these laws. But, you know, the Asians, they had, particularly the Chinese, the Democrats, I think they came up with the Anti-Cooley Act. They didn't want the Chinese to be hired. You know, you had NINA, you know, no Irish need apply. So there were, there were policies. But when it comes down to like slavery, like in terms of like the Democrats themselves, when they made their constitution for the Confederate States, and this drives me nuts, you know, when I hear Republicans arguing for the Confederacy, and the war wasn't about slavery, and Lincoln was just a tyrant, you know, imposing Northern aggression and stuff like that, and they make these, it's usually the Republicans who make the most arguments for the Confederacy, and it's such a shame, man, it's such a shame. I'm like, have you even read the Constitution of the Confederate States that the Democrats authored? The Democrats are the ones who put in the provisions for Negro slavery in that Constitution, because our Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, doesn't have it. But the Democrats put in clear language provisions for Negro slavery. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah, but But it's they want y'all back in chains. Don't forget that. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, I mean, we talk about brain chains, right? You know, it's like, you know, these people want to stay shackled to this race-baiting narrative. Man, the Democrats are playing sides against each other. Well, particularly, you know, nations, you know, the nations here in America, whites against black and everything in between. The Democrats are just full on in divide and conquer mode. They are conditioning blacks to be apprehensive and prideful and insecure and all these things at the same time, and they're gaslighting white people to resent black people, you know, all day, like from the school system to the Little Mermaid. They're trying to make white people sick of black people. That's the whole objective. That's exactly what they're trying to do.
I totally agree with you. I think you're exactly right on that. Because you know, when you look at what's going down and you look at this critical race theory and 1619, all that, it every bit of it is aimed, you know, right at creating a massive divide, not a little rift, but a massive divide between whites and blacks.
Absolutely.
You know, and they, listen, they've had hundreds of years of practice. So it ain't that hard.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That didn't work. We'll try this way. You know, look at this original, this fellow that killed a Republican kid at 18. You know, you read about that. And if this was, I want you to think of the car, if it was turned around, right? Because President, I have a hard time getting it out. President Biden just talked about how bad Republicans are, how nasty, right? He just berated them on national TV. Now, remember, every time Trump said something that was kind of off, they went to, you know, you don't realize the pulpit you have, and everything you say, somebody will get hurt, and something will happen, and violence will take place. I've heard nothing on this. Have you heard anything? I was sleeping. Yeah, I didn't think so. Be back in a few minutes, people. You think about it. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. There you go.
Yeah, man, that's a shame. You know, and I, according to their narrative, man, we're supposed to be burnt.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage rates rose for the fifth consecutive week. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage climbed to 6.29%, according to a survey of lenders released by Freddie Mac. It was the second week in a row that rates topped 6%. The last time rates were this high was October 2008, when the United States was in a deep recession. At an event in Washington, California Democratic Congressman Tony Cardenas advances his New Care Act, which looks to find homes for animals used in lab testing.
We're determined to try to make sure that we get this done as soon as possible, maybe by the end of this year. And if we don't, we're going to come together again and make sure that next year we get it done, because this cruelty has to stop.
The Democratic-led House has approved a package of policing and public safety bills. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's scary. I look up and I see one of them. Why do they call them drag queens? Why don't they call them horror queens? I don't understand. I mean, if I woke up to that in a dream, or I saw that in a dream, or, I mean, wow.
Joe Mazzini,
your host. Alfonso Rachel joins me. Lovingly referred to him as Zoe. Busy man. Host of the Zoloft, Zopi and Den, Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, and soon to be revived Soul Food Radio. And, you know, I know I'm switching gears with you just a little bit here, but do you remember, what was it? What was that movie with Robin Williams? Cuckoo's Den or something, whatever it was. Remember what I'm talking about?
I thought since you were going like the drag angle. Birdcage.
They're in a
birdcage, right?
Birdcage. That was it. You're right.
Okay.
Birdcage.
Right? I was thinking Mrs. Doubtfire, but I was like, wait a minute.
That was a drag. But
okay.
In that one there, it was, you know, the old fashioned drag queen kind of show where the guys dressed up as women, and but they didn't look like demonic people. They just look like, you know, 70s women who put way too much eyeshadow on. You know what I'm saying? Where they leave their face on the pillow the next day. Whatever.
Right. Anyhow, Divine or Frankenberg.
Yeah, right. Exactly. it didn't have, like, that demonic overtone to it. And I haven't seen one yet like that. They're demonic looking.
Yes.
Okay? And if I saw them come out on stage, I'd be going in the opposite direction, even if it was a joke.
Yeah. You wouldn't find yourself feeling a little conflicted?
Yeah. God. I like the blue eyeshadow, but that's where it starts to stop. That's a 70s thing, though.
You look like Mimi on the gym.
Oh. See, I thought Mimi was a drag queen, but I didn't know. But I actually thought that's where they got that character.
Right.
All right. So, let's just switch gears. I want to hit some of these stories. I think we'll have some fun with Governor Newsom, right? One of the most religious men that we know, I think.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's yelling the Lord's name most of the time, but he uses Jesus' words in an abortion ad. Isn't it interesting how you have to have a separation of church and state? You can't bring scripture into the situation. Oh, unless we're talking about abortion, and we have to prove to you that abortion is A-OK with JC. You know what I'm saying? So he had ads that went up last week. And the billboards went up in, where'd it go, seven states. Texas, Indiana, Ohio, Mississippi, South Dakota, South Carolina, and Oklahoma. All pro-life states. All right? And in the ads, he says, it's a reference to Mark 12:31. It reads, love your neighbor as yourself. There's no greater commandment than these. Oh, God, right? He omits the good part of it, right? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul, yeah, with all your mind and with all your strength. Yeah. But I mean, really, he put them all up in those states because he knows that some of those, forgive me, people, some of you Bible church-going people have no clue what that scripture says.
Absolutely.
Right?
And thank you, Joe, for pointing that out, that these godless liberals always leave that part out. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and strength. Then love your neighbor as yourself. Thank you for reminding folks of that. And it's like, okay, so Newsom, you're going to say love your neighbor, huh? Well, if you're all about loving your neighbor, well, that kid in the womb is as close of a neighbor to that woman as anybody else, you know? So maybe they might want to start that neighborly love, like, right there, you know? Coexist, you know, they say coexist. It's my body, and it's invaded by myself. Wait, you said coexist. Well, coexist with the kid. It's only for 9 months. Yeah.
I had some woman say to me, yeah, but you wouldn't let cancer stay in your body. I go,
dude.
Okay, I'm lost. I don't even know how to come back to that. That is so up on the dumb scale. I can't even respond to that.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't let cancer stay in my body. Yeah, that thing is not eating anything away. It's a life that you're nurturing. You're providing what it needs to live. It's not sucking anything off of you that you need to live on. And it's the way, if you believe in Mother Nature, it's exactly the way Mother Nature designed it. If you believe in God Almighty, then God had that perfect plan for that kid. Stop it. Stop being so stupid. Or selfish, well, you know, actually.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, granted, during a pregnancy, a woman is going to experience deficiencies. You know, baby's going to be like, you know, taking some calcium and things like that. You know, that those things. Those are things that are like supposed to happen. You know, this isn't a, you're not hosting a parasite because, you know, between women seeing the kid as a cancer or they see them as a parasite, you know, and it's like, No, it doesn't work that way. You know, this is. I thought you guys were supposed to be the experts in science and biology. That's not what's going on. You know?
No, I find all that amazing. I mean, not just amazing. I find it so amusing, right? Because again, go back to the fact that Pelosi, Joey B. Newsom, who I think he'd get hit by lightning if he walked into a church. Okay, I mean that's how bad it is with him. Oh, yeah. I mean, he likened going to church as a sporting event. All right? And that's why that was his justification when he said, you can't go back to churches till we go back to, you know, the football fields. And then, you know, they kind of fall together. But shows you how little respect he has for your belief system. I don't care what it is at that point. You're praying to nothing in the sky.
But I tell you what, though, Joe, he's more religious than anybody else. You know, and, you know, he definitely has a God that he worships. It ain't Jesus. But he's got a belief system that he believes in religiously. And if you believe in it enough to where you would, you know, you want it to be policy where you could kill babies, ergo, which is basically child sacrifice is pretty darn religious. All right. Okay. So, but hey, as we remind folks, we don't follow religion. We follow Jesus. Big difference.
Don't you love when people say that? You know, one guy said, we live in a religious community. I said, really? What does that mean? I mean, what do you mean? And the word spiritual, that's always good to me, too. I love when somebody says, I'm a very spiritual person. What do you see ghosts in your bedroom? What does that mean?
It's like, congratulations, demons are spiritual tools. That doesn't really mean
Yeah, really, you sit there and you scratch your head. And sometimes you wonder, do you even know what you're talking about when you make comments like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's, yeah. It's, yeah. So I want to go back for a minute to our illustrious Kamala Harris.
Oh, man.
That woman could give a 20-minute speech and you couldn't get, I don't know, 2 minutes of good, solid content. You know, something you could actually use to teach somebody else with. It's just always amazing to me. But again, she pops up when she says that the GOP governors are irresponsible and it's a dereliction of their duty not to take care of these migrants. And I was thinking, not just with them going to Martha's Vineyard, but they're sending these people unchecked in the middle of the country, in the middle of the night. If it's okay for them to do it, they're so sure it's all right and they're doing the righteous thing, why not bring those flights in during the day? Why are you hiding? Right? Why have the pilots been instructed to tell no one where you came from and no one where you're going?
Man, Kamala needs to knock it off with this dereliction of duty thing. If she needs to take that up with the governments of Mexico and others south of the border where these people come from, there it's like you want to lecture somebody on dereliction of duty. These people are leaving their countries because, well, their countries are either oppressive or they're not able to get what they need and all that sort of stuff, and they're trying to come to America. I can totally understand that. Problem is that they're doing it the wrong way. You don't enter a country by breaking its laws. Hey, and since Newsom wants to bring up scripture, I got some scripture for Newsom and for Kamala Harris. The Lord says, if you try to sneak up into my sheep pen outside of any other protocol that I have except through the front gate, you try to climb in or coming through the back door or anything like that except for coming in through me, I'm going to call you a criminal. That's what Jesus says. So
you mean he didn't allow people just to come in willy-nilly into the neighborhood because they were hungry or, you know, they needed clothing or shoes or something? Yeah, No.
He said, I'll call you a criminal. I'm going to call you a thief and a robber. You know, so, you know, when did it become our responsibility, you know, to take care of them? And don't get me wrong, immigration makes America beautiful and vibrant. You know, like I say, Joe, you know, in America, we're not above anybody else. We are everybody else, right? That's, you know, we're a great American.
I wouldn't be here if they wouldn't let us in, you know what I mean?
Thank you, yep. Right? Even like Muhammad Ali says, man, I'm glad my grandfather got on that boat.
You wouldn't have meatballs if it wasn't for us. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategy? Vantage Point can help you.
Dude, Top Gun is still breaking records. Still playing.
Artificial intelligence. Oh, wow.
And Hollywood doesn't know what to do about it.
That's
the part that makes me so happy. It's like they're so stubborn and so self-unaware. They just don't see it.
Yeah, and you know, Bill and I were kind of talking about that today, man, where it's like, you know, they're fan baiting, you know, they're making these provocative and inflammatory commercials, race baiting, all that sort of stuff, and they're doing it for the case of baiting.
Guarantee future performance by texting you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joey, 5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed. Keep your mouth shut till you get informed. Did I say keep your mouth shut till you get informed? Please. Okay? You make life miserable on guys like me because people will say, I know you're not my people, but they'll say, oh, these are your people. Your guys think like this. Your guys are saying this stuff. Right? It's just amazing to me. And so you really need to get informed before you start opening your mouth. Let me bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. And he's got some, listen, get rid of your Beyonce records. Yes. Take them to the flame. Get rid of a lot of these actors and actresses, these people that are in entertainment, they're not on your side. They're buying stuff and spending money on things you would never give. I would hope, geez, sweet Jesus, I would hope you never get a nickel to. You know, stop doing it. Just stop, or stop complaining. One of the two. If you complain about Disney, sending me emails about how evil and bad they are, and then I see pictures on your Facebook page that you're having a full day at Disneyland, yeah, just go take the pills because there's something wrong with you. Anyway, am I wrong, Zoe?
Not at all, man. And you know, man, I miss, man, Space Mountain. That was my jam, man. You can't go back in there no more.
No, can't go back. Actually, they tore it down, didn't they? Didn't they go? They got new rides.
What?
Yeah, check it out.
I think my goodness.
They shut it down. Yesterday's new. You old, man. I mean, that's what it is.
You know what? Maybe because, you know, Space Mountain, I've been inside it when the lights came on. They had a malfunction. They had to turn on it. And, man, you realize that you're going like 60 miles an hour inside of a closet. You know, it's just like, it's just a messy closet in there. And maybe that's the thing about it is because, you know, when you come out of the Space Mountain, you're supposed to be coming out of the closet. And that don't, you know, fly well, man, because it's like a closet in there. And I don't appreciate that. That's probably why they tore it down, because people don't like
it. All right. So listen, I got to ask you something, because if I say anything about, you know, they're going to come and glue it on me, but can you really have a woman king? You know? See, yeah. I guess there's a new movie out with Viola Davis. She said the future of big budget black female filmmaking in Hollywood is at stake if this thing doesn't fly. And the reason it's not going to fly, she thinks, is because America's not ready for a black woman king. And I would say I'm not so sure we're ready for a woman king. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the way that the country is going for transgenderism and people getting their junk chopped off and men neutering themselves to become women, I mean, it might go over. But this right here, no, man. Okay. Why is it that women, you know, they want to boast in all this feminine pride, and they want, and despite all this pride that they have in their femininity or being a woman, they want to be a man. Or it is why is it not enough that this woman could be a queen? What's wrong with that? No. The echelon of her woman power is to be a king. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so proud of being a woman. I want to be a man.
You know what I'm saying? You know?
Oh, God. She goes on to say that some of this stuff is really funny, right? She goes on to say, first of all, the movie has to make money. But I feel conflicted about that. Why do we have to make money? If it doesn't make money, then what it means overall is that black women, dark-skinned black women, can't be leads in the global box office. That's it. That's what it says. She goes on to say, we don't do that to white movies. We simply don't do it. Well, I don't know of any white woman that's doing a movie called, you know, A White Woman King something or other. The movie's supposed to be based on real-life 19th century all-female warriors in present-day Benin or something. She says, in many ways, it's just a new thing in the unknown for Hollywood. She said, the cast is majority black, majority female, and she thinks that's why it's failing.
I mean, she might be, there's some truth to that. One, you might want to make a actually decent movie, that's not trying to pound a message into people. But even George Lucas was like, look, man, I did Red Tails on my own dime because Hollywood is racist. And that's something that folks need to understand. Hollywood is racist and they drive a race narrative. And Hollywood is a bunch of Democrats. And if she's complaining about the narrative, the race narrative, about Hollywood and what they make money at and what they don't and what they push in terms of like who's going to be on the big screen as the prized actor. And if it ain't black people, well, woman, you have Democrats to thank for that. Okay. Because they run Hollywood. All right. So, yeah, she's definitely barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, I do get a kick out of, you know, I call the Democrat Party the party of non-responsibility. Nothing is their fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
So, you know, when Obama got in, his failures were the failures of George W. Bush. But if something went right, it was all about him, and he made the right decision. Same thing with Biden. When he got in, all the stuff that's going wrong is because of what that that past administration left to him, and, you know, that's the road they're going down there. I'm going like, do you guys ever do anything wrong? I mean, really, I don't understand here. I'm kind of confused. So yeah. You see these things, and you just have to scratch your head and go, I know, I'm not surprised. Not at all. Yeah. All right, let's get to the Little Mermaid, and you can go ahead and call me racist if you want to, you know. Because how dare we have a black Little Mermaid?
You're racist.
First of all, I got news for some people who are all upset about this. I don't want to burst your bubble either. There are no mermaids. Okay? How you get yourself in an uproar over something that doesn't exist? It's just like those freedom from religion freaks. You don't believe in God. He doesn't exist, and he sent you to know it.
Right.
You people have some serious mental conditions you have to deal with.
Absolutely, man.
Right?
It's the same thing, man. But I take exception. But I think mermaids do exist, man. I think they do.
Okay.
I think they do exist. Have you, man? Have you ever had a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwich? Man, I don't know. I don't know what it is, man. It's just a simple sandwich at McDonald's.
It ain't fish.
I know it's not fish, man. It's too delicious to be fish. I think it's mermaid meat. I think that's what it is.
Oh, God.
It's so good. It's,
oh,
man.
So they're teed off because they think the average American is mad because the Little Mermaid is black. And it's like, could it be that, again, you're flying in the face of tradition or you know, the family, if you would, and they're mad because you're saying that she's going to make sure that you understand, that the audience understands she doesn't need a man's love.
Yeah, that's so more right, I mean, than
the original one was about finding true love.
Yeah, you know, but here's the thing, and unfortunately, they're using black women for this, and you got black women out there complaining that there ain't no good men, and at the same time, saying that they don't need a man, and they just raising a kid on their own if they don't kill the kid first at abortion clinic. It's like, dog, y'all really need to get your head together, man. But you know, the Little Mermaid being black isn't really so much. Every culture, pretty much every culture, has like a hybrid of or mythologies of a half human animal. So that's not something exclusive, like, you know, to like the Little Mermaid.
Right. Yeah.
But you know, and Hollywood, man, Hollywood's been race baiting for race swapping for I don't know how long, man. I mean, you know, you had Chinese people played by white people, black people played by white people, Indians played by white people. Kwai Chang Kang was white when it was meant for Bruce Lee. John Wayne played Genghis Khan. You know, Moses was played by Charlton Heston. You know, it's like you always had, that was always a thing. They didn't cast. You know, the actual nations for certain roles, they casted white people for those things, even if they had to put them in blackface. You know, so, you know, Hollywood's been doing that, and now they're doing it, and people are acting like they have a problem with it. But in those days when Hollywood was doing that, they still call that the golden age of television. You know, mm-hmm. So there's a lot of double standards that goes along with it. But the bottom line, Joe, is that the Democrats are beset on making white people resent black people. You know, you got those who feel like they're having their guilt trip and they're feeling woke and all that sort of stuff. But unfortunately, typically on the Republican voter side, there's a lot of resentment, and that's what the Democrats have planned for. And I'm trying to tell Republican voters, be careful that you're not gaslit by this, because Democrats are waging the divide and conquer tactic, and they're trying to get you to resent black people by shoving black people in your face all the time.
You and I are 100% on the same page. I look at this stuff, I get the biggest kick out of it, because they talk about not enough black producers, not enough black this, not enough black that. I'm going, I look at these awards, and again, who are the majority of the people coming up and winning those awards? Who are some of the best singers? Who are some of the best actors? They're black folks. And I'm going, but I never really looked at it. And again, I'm not black, so I didn't focus on it. All right, they must be great actors. I don't watch all that stuff. They must be great singers. They must have great songs. Never really said, oh, wow, that's great that a black person won an award for a song. It's just nuts. And anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure, Zoe. Next week, people, don't go far. A lot more coming up. I'm Joe Messina, your host.